In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. It was evening on the first day of the week. Why are we told this? Yes, it pinpoints the event to that first Easter day. Although, strictly speaking, we did not need to know that. Where else have we heard these words? It was evening on the first day. There is a deliberate echo here of the first chapter of the book of Genesis, where God has begun his work of creation. And we can fast forward from this scene in the upper room described in the Gospel to the scenes described in Acts chapter 4, our first reading today. The whole group of persons who believed were of one heart and mind, we read there. Here also, we see a work of creation, a new community, characterized by unity, grace, and mutual support, where no one is in need. In fact, it's not too far-fetched to call it a new Garden of Eden. The upper room on the evening of that first Easter day, on the other hand, was more like the primeval chaos. Here the community is characterized by fear. If they were of one heart and mind, it was this oneness of being frightened and probably suspicious of each other as well. They were, no doubt, still reeling from the betrayal by Judas, the denial by Peter, the thought that the others had all run away. There would have been accusations and recriminations. And whatever they might have heard from Mary Magdalene and the other women, well, that obviously had not sunk in. And between these two scenes, the dysfunctional group in the upper room and the harmonious community of believers, between those two lies the resurrection. The resurrection as a new creation, starting with the resurrection of Jesus on the morning of the first Easter day, but continuing in the lives of his followers ever after, when the risen Jesus stands among them and says, "Peace be with you." It is the equivalent of, "Let there be light." The connection is also made in the first letter of John, chapter 1, verse 5 and following, our second reading today, where it says, "God is light, and if we walk in light, we have fellowship with one another." Peace, light, fellowship. We see that the resurrection is about creating a community. Not just any community, but one which is transformed. And resurrection then is a corporate experience in all senses of the word. Because corporate, of course, comes from the Latin corpus, meaning body. And what is being created there is the body of Christ. This is what the disciples in the upper room were interested in, as was Thomas a week later. They wanted to see the body with the marks of the nails and the spear, to know that it really was Jesus who was with them. And the significance of the Thomas story lies in Jesus' answer to him. "Blessed are those who have not seen, yet come to believe." In other words, What Jesus says there is actually for us, not so much for Thomas. The body of Christ did not disappear once the physical sighting stopped. Instead, it continued to exist in the body of believers, in the church, in other words. Indeed, it has often been said that the existence of the church is the proof of the resurrection. When we gather in fellowship, Jesus is present among us. We hear his words, "Take, eat, this is my body. Do this." As then in the upper room, so now his risen presence is creating a new community, one in heart and mind, in which all are fed. The church as the body of Christ still bears the marks of the encounter with the world, but it is called by grace to be a sign of the new creation, of one heart and mind, to give to the needy, where all may be fed, and where under the form of bread and wine shared together, we embody the risen Christ in our midst. Amen.